This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The football playoffs squeezed into one small cup. Track the playoffs now.
Hey, the start of something special right here, man. Let's go.
This is Seven in Heaven.
I don't know if that's as worse or as good or bad as I thought. That might be perfect, though. Is that not?
Worked.
That is Kenny, fantastic.
Kenny, it is Seven in Heaven. This takes
week two.
Major work behind the scenes to pull off something like this.
Well done by everybody. All right. Now, how do we do? Now, we're doing this again. We have seven. Can I put my 8, 9, and 10 in there as well?
Is this 7, yeah, 8, 9, or 10 in heaven?
It's 8, 9, 10, and sin.
Well, if the Browns are on the outside looking in, I got to tell you exactly where I think they are.
Well, it is
purgatory?
Important. It's absolutely important. See.
Go ahead.
Give us about 11 through 16.
Give us your...
Kenny, I'm nervous. I have two teams in there at 7, mm-hmm. and I got to pick one. And one of them you might be very familiar with. A USFL team. No. Okay, so
it's the Dallas Renegades.
Go Generals.
You know, obviously, we'll start out with I'll go number one. Obviously, number one's Chiefs. What an impressive performance! And just one last thing.
What? Hey, what listen, is going to start a huge fight now?
No,
go.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Ravens were horrible. I think you think that I'm saying that the Ravens were really good. Just think the Chiefs had so much to do with it. But either way.
But either way,
go ahead.
I don't want to let it go.
No, I won't argue. I won't argue.
Okay, but the thing that I'm saying is that when you play big boy football and you don't perform to a high level against another big boy team, mm-hmm. you take the heat with that. Like, I got Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. The Gunslinger Nolan. Ken, come on. The Ravens are really, 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 use three reallys in there,
wow.
really good. We'll be one of the last four teams standing in the AFC come January. They had a bad night. It happens. No, that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. You're 0-2 in the postseason. That's a narrative. You have played poorly at its biggest stage, and you've played well and beat good teams. They beat Seattle, like you said last year. But when you are on that stage against Kansas 49ers. City, you are everybody's hope. Exactly. You are everybody's hope to beat Kansas City. When you get stoned out like that, you take the heat. If the Browns go out and lose to Kansas City, hey, you know, it's the Browns. But you're the Ravens, and you're a big story, and you have the reigning MVP. You get heat for that. And this is part of what that's part of the deal of being a big boy team in professional football.
Right,
but
so
no, I agree with you on your number one. Go ahead.
Chiefs number one. I still have the Ravens two. I think overreactors, hint, hint, might drop them further. Number three, got to give it up to the Buffalo Bills. You know, first 2 weeks wasn't totally sold on the fact that they were doing it to the Jets and the Dolphins. Like, everyone's going to beat up the Jets, and they're going to be firing their coach probably after another loss. Bills number three, basically, Josh Allen's playing so well. They're very well coached. I still don't know that the Bills are on the same plane as the Ravens and the Chiefs,
yeah.
But very impressive. But I have them ahead of the Pats. But Pats at number four, that was a nice win over the Raiders. Cam Newton, can he play that style all season?
No.
I think Josh McDaniels is going to have to mix it up a little bit.
Hold on. Oh, wait, did you – no, your one through four is Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, then New England?
Then New England.
Okay, because I did it by division winners, because there's got to be four division winners, then there's three.
I screw this up again?
A little bit.
I screwed this up last week. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. So
you can do it any way you want. You can do it any way you want.
I mean, if you think the Patriots are better than a different division leader, you can put them higher.
This show has no rules. We've never had any actual hard and fast rules about anything, including the clock. Ask Kenny.
There's no rules to get into heaven. You're
go
fine.
Ahead. Yeah.
All right. No. Well, you can buy your way. Actually, number five.
It's actually a top 10 rules to get into heaven, but either way.
One important one after that.
Number five.
Yes.
It's really just what you do on your deathbed. You just have the priest come in and you're fine.
My grandfather did that. And my God. When my grandfather, and they're like, he apologized for everything he did.
Again?
I'm sitting there at the funeral going, that's not how that works. That's not how any of that works.
It's
so he's
take
just
back
able to get into heaven? Really? Oh, he's just allowed to get in because he took it all back on his deathbed when it really counted.
No one ever
said
that.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No one ever said that.
That's what they were saying at the funeral.
Just going straight into heaven? No, you still got to pay for your sins.
I was sitting there looking at everybody going, you know exactly where that guy is, and he ain't with grandma. You know exactly.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
The show is great.
You got to do your time.
Technically true. It's not up to me to judge.
Yeah.
It's up to them. But if I'm a bet man, he's in hell.
Sports, politics, religion. We do it all. Number five, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're an interesting team. They're obviously going to have way stiffer tests a little bit later. But remember, this division, North, has the easiest schedule on paper to start the year. We'll see if that changes based on injuries and everything.
Yeah.
But that's why I have the Steelers at number five. I have the Raiders at six just because I don't think the Raiders are a great – they're kind of – bottom of the playoff rung right now, but I do have the Raiders there. Lot more tests to be played, but just based on what they've proven so far, I have them there. So number seven, to me, it's either the Colts or the Browns. And I had the Browns in last week. They did nothing to deserve having me remove them, so I will put the Browns at number seven right now.
Why did that pain you so much?
Well, I don't trust either the Browns or the Colts right now totally, but that's a seventh playoff team. That's a team that would not have made the postseason last year. I had the Browns at 8-8 before the year. I said yesterday on a Victory Monday, they look to me to be an 8-8 team right now. But that could make the playoffs. 8-8 could get in. You never
know. Something more about that coming up at 8 o'clock. Lyman and I had a heart-to-heart about yesterday's show and with a lot of the callers. We will discuss that coming up at 8 o'clock. All right, that's your seven in heaven. Seven in heaven is a lot similar, except I did go division winners with the first four. My number one is Kansas City, and they proved that again last night. My number two is Baltimore, and they proved that again last night. They can still be the second-best team in the AFC. They just got their asses handed to them, and I thought they turned in a bad performance. And I do think that there is something there with you're playing good teams at the highest level with the brightest lights and you're failing there. That's something that stuck with them. I'm sorry. Tennessee is number three. I waffled on this about how they would mix up because
I totally forgot Tennessee. I totally forgot.
Oh, okay.
I forgot they were a football team. My entire list is null and void.
Their standings right in front of us.
Wait a damn
we
minute.
Have
I just forgot. I botched seven in heaven.
He has a whole day between yesterday's show and
today's. And I did it yesterday. That's the thing.
You this did wasn't this thrown yesterday and you this forgot? Wasn't
he didn't check his work.
This wasn't thrown together before the show. This was carefully constructed yesterday.
No, it wasn't. It was thrown together yesterday, and you never checked your work.
This is why you
need a
computer.
That's the problem.
You don't have a computer, and you need a computer because you need to check your work.
Folks, I apologize. You can't. My whole list has now been rendered useless.
What a professional, half-assed effort this has become.
So the Titans are a football team.
Oh.
Yes.
Aren't they
undefeated? That's amazing. You know, he just half-asses this stuff. Tennessee is undefeated.
They're undefeated. They should probably be on there.
This is why I get so mad. This is why I get so mad during arguments. I take notes.
Oh,
I study.
No.
I watch it. I really do. I try. I don't know the most out of anybody here at this stage. I try. I really try. And they're, you know, Ken, Anthony's right. How is he right? He's watched barely more than you have. And I know you haven't watched any.
Sunday, I didn't watch any football outside of the Browns game. It was too nice.
Neither did most of the people agreeing with you.
Hack.
Thank you.
So throw Tennessee in there somewhere for me.
Excellent. Wonderfully done.
Okay, well, if you're throwing Tennessee in the mix there, then Browns are out.
Oh, the Browns are out.
Damn it.
What a homer.
No, just what keep it how you have it. Homer. Just keep it how you have it.
Yeah, let's just, we don't have enough time to go over your failings.
Tweet out my list and say Lima forgot the Titans and really
apologize.
Yeah, I
was listening. I know what your list is.
Please do, because I am definitely going to get in on that if you can. Any chance to make him look worse today, I'm going to do it. Okay, number one is Kansas City. Number two is Baltimore. Number three, I have Tennessee, which Lima somehow forgot. Number four, Mike, coached by a former Buckeye, and Mike Vrabel, too.
Forgot
number
him.
Four, I have Buffalo. And this was kind of difficult just because of how they rank. The Bills, I think, proved a lot yesterday on Sunday. I think both those teams made a statement. I think the Rams are back with Jared Goff to come back from that type of deficit. And for Buffalo to not freak out and go out there and perform, I think Buffalo made a statement as well. I thought that was possible for both teams to make a statement there. I put Buffalo at number four. At number five, I put Pittsburgh. At number six, I have New England. I think this is old-style Belichick football that they're playing right now. They're grinding out opponents. At number seven, right now, I have the Raiders.
Oh, Kenny, come on.
I put the Raiders there at number seven.
Did you forget the Browns?
No, I did not. I put the Browns at number eight. I have the Colts at number nine. And you know what? I can't take the Chargers seriously again. It's just so stupid. It's either the Dolphins got to get back in business or I guess the Chargers in there. Everybody else, like Houston's 0-3. And again, what did we say about OBJ last year? You remember that? If one wide receiver is ruining your season... We said this about Antonio Brown, too. If one wide receiver ruins your season, you're not that good of a football team. Well, yeah. They don't have DeAndre Hopkins anymore, so guess what? Their season's ruined. They're not a great football team. They're not a great team. So I got to leave Houston out of this mix, and I think that's the fly in the ointment. I think that's why you forgot Tennessee. We're so used to talking about Houston being up there. And Houston has notoriously started off lackluster. But I don't think they can overcome it this time.
Are we overreacting to Houston's brutal schedule? Because their schedule's been, can you imagine?
They led that whole game.
The Browns would be 0-3 right now with that schedule. What would we be saying?
They led through three quarters, I'm watching back, against Pittsburgh. And they had the lead, and they just let it go.
I don't think it matters what the schedule is. Those are the games that you had to play. I mean,
your schedule is your schedule.
I get that.
But we're giving you what we feel at this point in time.
Well, yeah. I had the Texans on there last week, even after the two losses, and I didn't think they looked very good at all. I don't think Deshaun Watson looks good at all. But I feel like they're going to win. They're going to be up there towards the end of the year. You remember the Steelers lost their first, was it three games?
But see, the thing is, they're not there now, and that's why this list changes every week.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's the greatness of seven in heaven.
That maybe next week you don't forget about one of the undefeated teams.
He's going to leave Kansas City off the list next week.
Well, that's in play. That's in play. Sometimes it gets convenient, and you gloss over stuff. That's why this is so hard to come up with the seven.
So if you stayed with us through the entire segment, Lima forgot an undefeated team, and I said my own grandfather is burning in hell right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great show going on today. 216-578-0092. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll update those Would You Rathers. And surprise! The Indians postseason starts today. That's coming up next, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.